It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992. Davidson graduate can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And, Coach, tonight, big disappointment in this one-point setback. What are your first initial thoughts with the way this one played out down the stretch?
It's a heartbreaking loss, just a really heartbreaking loss. To fight like we did and dodge the bullet like we did, and we got great looks there at the end, and I thought both of them were down, and we just fought, and they made some big shots. They were 10 for 27 from three, and I think they had made three in the first half, and they made seven in the second half. When you give up 7 3-pointers in one half, you're going to be in trouble. And we were in trouble, but yet we still came back.
What were you looking to do on that last play? What did you guys draw up in the huddle?
It was a play that we've run hundreds of times. It's for the perfect guy to get an open jump shot. He did, and just hit the back rim. And then Keyshawn did a tremendous job getting the offensive rebound and getting that shot back up there. And again, hit the back rim. Both great shots. Great effort on the part of both guys. John threw a great pass. Lucas set a great screen. Kellen set the screen up perfectly. Got a great look at it. Keyshawn, great rebound at the elbow and a great look, and just hit back iron.
Coach, you look at St. Joe's, you look at the game that Bynum had. I think he played all 40 minutes, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists. I mean, he was constantly in the middle of the action.
Yeah, the guy that created the most problems for us was Clover. Mm-hmm. And then the guy that came off the bench, the transfer from South Florida, the fifth-year graduate student from South Florida, who had not played at all this year. And he makes 3 threes on us, and they were the killers.
Yep. Charlie Brown, a guy that we talked about, obviously is the leading scorer in the A-10 coming in. You guys did a pretty good job. He was battling foul trouble, but he still played 34 minutes.
Yeah, well, I thought that John did a terrific job, and Kellen did a terrific job, and Carter did a terrific job, and sometimes Luke got switched on him, and Keyshawn did, and I think defense by committee was pretty darn effective against Charlie Brown.
Coach, finally, what will be your message to the team?
Well, you know, I said at the first half, I said, you know, we're in the A-10. You're on the road in the A-10. And there's nothing easy. You know, and we came in and we had such a great start, and, you know, they caught us, and we wound up getting that lead, and, you know, that shot at the end of the half, that's the killer right there. You know, you think back to that end of the half, Big Mole, which we take such great pride in, we didn't get that stop right there. And so when we went into the locker room, I said to them, we're in control, and it's not going to be easy. And you're never going to get a game in the A-10 at this level where you're just going to walk into a gym and be able to get an easy game. And, of course, this was a very hungry St. Joe's team coming off a tough couple of losses, couple of injuries. And they came out and fought, and they had the inspiration of the home crowd behind them, and it just didn't fall our way.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. A tough loss here tonight by point.
Thank you.